Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. I have some fascinating things to share with you today. It's my intention in this segment that we're going to shine the light on the bigger picture of what's going on in the world and really look past things and look at them on a deeper level so that we can stand in our power and walk into this next year standing in a more grounded space. So when we look back on this past year, it seems as if last March the world was turned on its head. The day that the NBA announced that they were canceling the entire season was a day that pretty much everybody stopped in their tracks and went, whoa, this is a big deal. So I always look at the upcoming year's energy from several angles, including numerology, Chinese and Western astrology, as well as going within and checking in with my own intuition of what themes I see and what energetic reads I take on the next upcoming year. So going back to 2019, I saw clearly that there would be a massive planetary shift in 2020. In fact, at the end of 2019 in my seminar, I announced that looking at 2020, there would be a mass awakening of mankind and there would be something that would happen that we'd really need to come together on. I, of course, had no idea how it would look, and I didn't see it playing out how it did. I was very surprised this last year. It was like I was watching a very dramatic movie with twists and turns, and I'm still watching it. But even though I was expecting something big that was going to have a profound effect on all of us, I still found myself throughout this past year getting rooted in my humanness and getting kind of roped into the drama sometimes and frustrated with things that were happening on planet Earth and, you know, the details of things. So when I would catch myself doing that, I would rein it in and pull back and get quiet. And every single time that I would allow myself to get quiet and go within and actually listen to spirit and the messages that they had for me, I would get the same answer. And that is that this is all happening for the good of all and that all is well. And this is the awakening. Okay, so we're going to break this apart and connect some of the dots here. The actual meaning of Corona is crown. So when we look at the chakras, the energetic points in our body, our crown chakra is at the top of our head, which is connected to our higher consciousness. So the meaning of Corona is crown. The crown chakra is connected to our higher consciousness and our spiritual connection and our awakening. So I find that no accident when I look at those different meanings and connect to those. So then when we look at the symbology of the year 2020, 2020, meaning perfect vision and seeing clearly, also connects to the awakening, is also very symbolic. So when we slow down and pay attention to actually witness the magic all around us and connect these things together and look at them on a deeper level, it's really fascinating to me. And I feel like it's very helpful because it helps us understand why these things are happening. So a lot of people, we heard many times last year that they just wanted to get through 2020. So it's like they thought that it was the year 2020 that was causing all of this stuff. And that as soon as we got out of 2020, things would be back to normal. Well, of course, that hasn't happened. And now people are waiting for other things to happen for them to go back to normal, for the world to, you know, be the same. And it's not going to happen. And it's a good thing it's not going to happen because what we are doing here We are busting through our lower states of consciousness and raising. We're going to a higher level of awareness of who we are, who others are, looking at the planet and looking at mankind in a completely different way. So I hope you are seeing past the logical things happening in the world and really seeing that there is so much more. We're going through a huge turning point, and so many things are changing. So what does 2021 look like going forward? We're going to break that apart today. I see the number one theme being freedom. There are many layers to this, but I'm already hearing from different influencers and different people that send out their emails. I'm already seeing and hearing this theme a lot. And when we talk about freedom, and I say that there's many layers to this, this isn't just freedom in the traditional sense of living in a free country. I want you to really think about, what does true freedom mean to you? Truly living in a free life is when we learn to be free within ourselves. So last year, we heard a lot of talk about freedom, freedom of speech, constitutional rights, freedom of being able to make decisions to do with your own body. We heard that theme a lot. But what good are all of those rights if you're not free in your own mind and emotions, with your own mind and your own heart? You know, you have all of these rights and freedoms outside of yourself, but you are in a state of despair or worry or shame or any of these lower level emotions, then you're not truly free. So this past year, we've seen major extremes. We've seen and heard the terms far left and far right. And regardless of where those people have been, in the extreme sense, whether they were terrified of the health crisis or whether they were on the other side extreme of feeling like these measures being put in place were controlling them, neither is ideal and neither is free. If we are living in fear, that's not being free. So this past year, the word sovereignty really stood out to me and became top of mind for me. This topic goes hand in hand with freedom. So when we are a sovereign being, we are standing in our power and we're thinking for ourselves and we're able to make our own decisions and to connect with our own intuition and see what feels right to us. That's to me what a true free sovereign being is. And I took a hard look at my life and asked where I had been giving away my power to others, or on the flip side, where I was possibly in the past or in the present, not allowing people their sovereignty. And what I mean by that is let's look at marriages. You know, we see this a lot in marriages, and I see this in my practice when I'm working with couples and seeing where they're not allowing each other their own freedom and they're trying to control each other. I've been guilty of this in my own marriage, where there have been times in the past where, based on what I believed or what I wanted, I was trying to have my husband comply to those same things and not allowing him his own decisions. And I was trying to impose my beliefs on him. We see this a lot in parenting, where parents will give birth to a child and bring them into the world. And because they did that, they think that they have the right to control that child for the rest of their life. And of course, I'm not saying that we aren't supposed to lead and guide our children and give them different boundaries. Of course, that's important. But I'm talking about the adults that you see that their parents are still trying to control what they do. And they're up in the mix and up in their decisions, right? So when we learn how to truly go within and calm our systems down, bring our vibration up to a higher emotion, and really live in peace, joy, and love for the most part, that to me is true freedom. I have witnessed many awakenings in 2020, and I woke up to many things personally this past year as well. So I expect that to continue even deeper in 2021. We are going deep to peel back the layers and to really remembering who we are as a soul family. That is a big deal. We are ending a 2,000-year cycle. And so when we look at the astrological cycles, it's a 26,000 year cycle. And so the zodiacs, there's 12 zodiacs. And so when you divide that up, it ends up being about 2,150 years for a cycle. And so we're going from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age. And when I heard this, I thought, whoa, that's a big deal. We're ending a 2,000 year cycle. But what does that really mean? You know, what is the Piscean age and what's the energy of that? And then what is the Aquarian age? So let's dive into this. The Piscean age was about having structures put in place that people would follow. So it was an energy of someone outside of me will tell me and lead me and guide me on how to live my life, really. So humans look to others for answers. So when we see this in the school system, the educational system, we see that, you know, you had a teacher and they would tell you, they would educate you. Then in the healthcare system, we would go to our doctor and have our doctors tell us what to do with our bodies. The doctor knew better than we did. And we would ask the doctor, hey, what do we do with our children? You tell me. You're the expert. You tell me what to do with me and my children's health. People did this in religion where they would go to someone else to find out how they could have a connection with God and how they could be saved and how they could go to heaven, right? We see this with the government. People have had these rules and laws put in place to take care of them by the government and keep things structured. We've seen this in the celebrity world as well as news and media. So the TV, where people would go to the TV to get informed or to be influenced by these celebrities, and on and on and on. Also, the Piscean age is a vertical hierarchy design. So a small amount of people at the top that are in the know, that have a lot of money, that are in power, and then it just goes down from there. It's like the pyramid structure. So last year, we saw those systems start to get truly rocked with the education, the healthcare, the government. And I believe this is only the beginning. And we are here at such an exciting time. And those systems are going to continue to shift and change and crumble and be rebuilt, and they're going to look drastically different in the future. We will see so many amazing things over the next year and many years to come. These 20s are going to be the wowing 20s, where you will find yourself saying wow many, many times. So eventually, we are going into the Aquarian age. I don't know the exact date, and I don't think anyone knows the exact date that we will be going from the Piscean to the Aquarian age. There's always an overlap of energies, and I think that that's what we're seeing right now, which is why it feels like the world is turned upside down. I believe that we're basically building that bridge, or we're going from one age to the next. And so we're on that bridge right now. And that's why things feel so wonky in the world. We've heard so many times about that we're going into this new age, and we've heard about the new age movement. And that's the bridge that we're on. So think about if you know anyone who's an Aquarius. That's what we're going to look into as far as like, okay, what energy are we going into? So my youngest is an Aquarius, and their nature is to be kind, independent, nurturing, and they really think on their own, and they're a bit of a rebel. They have that rebel at heart energy about them, and they're not one to follow the crowd. So it's a really beautiful and interesting energy because they are very kind and nurturing, but they're also very independent and somewhat of a rebel. So that's the energy that we're going into. And so in the age of Aquarius, the power is really turning over to the individual and giving the freedom for you to choose your own reality based on what aligns with you, and to really go within and start taking your power of your own beliefs and thoughts and being your own guide and teacher and healer, right? So the Aquarian age is also more of a horizontal structure, which is a more equal playing ground. So we're going from that pyramid to that pyramid now crumbling that we're going to see even more. And it's going to be more of an equality, more of a unity. And, you know, in the pyramid style, so the Piscean age we've been in, it was like there was only bits of information given to people that the people up high felt that they could handle or that they wanted them to know. And so there were a lot of secrets. It was also earth energy. And so there was a lot of stuff hidden, like energetically, a lot of secrets hidden. And now we're going into that air energy, which basically we, of course, saw this last year where so many things are coming up and out into the air. And so we're seeing things more clearly. And it is an age where it's an all-knowing information just being out there and available. And it's hard for people because when we go through this massive shift and we've been able to have like this privacy and, you know, be able to have like the secrets, and we're seeing that, you know, really things are just going to be out there, like in the open, and we're going to have to be very transparent. And that's hard for people because that's not what we're used to. We have an idea of the way things need to be. And so the more we understand, again, these shifts that we're going through, the easier it will be for us. And we can also share this with other people. But the more calm and centered we are, the more of a light and help we will be in the world for people that are having a really hard time with this change. So in this Aquarian age, we are really going within and we're looking to ourselves for answers. So when we think of that theme of us going to ourselves and really going within instead of going to someone else for answers, think about how healthcare will change from that. And we're already seeing this shift a lot, but with being able to get on and do your own research and being able to have all this information at our fingertips with, you know, just looking at stuff on the internet and even being able to just call out into the air and ask Siri or Alexa different answers. It's so much information that we now have available to us. And we can now get a lot of answers for our own health and really being able to start to listen to our own bodies. I think we're going to see us really start to not only look at our bodies physically, but also energetically and emotionally. And we really are our own best healer. And we're going to start to take that power back and start to listen and become in tune with our own bodies. And I'm not saying that we will never need an outside opinion, but it's going to radically shift to where we are not just not listening to our bodies and going to somebody else, but we're going to listen to our bodies first. And then if we need more help from there, then we'll go outside, as well as like looking at spiritual connection. So this last, 15 years, 20 years, there's been a major explosion with people talking about meditation and visualization and these universal laws that we are creators and that we do have the power to create things in our life. And so that's been a massive shift for people to be able to really go within and find their own power spiritually. So we're going to continue to see these massive shifts with this Aquarian energy coming in and really these structures that have been put in place for, you know, hundreds and possibly thousands of years are starting to crumble and change. And it's because they're meant to. It's that time and that astrological shift is helping us see the roadmap and the window into why this is all happening. So for me, it has helped me stand in my power so much more, understanding these different things in this unsettling time about this astrology and about these energies coming in when we can see these and learn these things. So the answer is always within. With everything. So like Glenda the Good Witch in Wizard of the Oz says, you've always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn for yourself. So just like Dorothy on her journey, when she was out looking outside of herself for answers, she wanted her friends to help her. And then ultimately, she was looking to the Oz to help her. she discovered that she had the power within herself. And I think that that's what this planetary shift is really about, is us really coming back home and looking within and realizing that those answers lie within us. So this week, I invite you to go within and discover your own power. You are a magical creator. And I want to give you a simple yet very magnetic way to start discovering your power and activating your own creations. So try this. Every morning, I want you to sit quietly for 5 minutes and simply take 5 deep breaths in and out. Close your eyes and start to quiet your system. Relax your system. I want you to visualize what you would like to see pop in the day. So use your creativity. Maybe it's something you want to hear from your spouse, or some news you want to get from your work, or just different wins that you want to see pop in for the day. Maybe it's something that you want to see happen with your children. But visualize your day and be a deliberate creator, actually infusing the energy of what you want to happen, and just see it in your mind. Okay, you can also use this as a time to say your affirmations, or you can create long term where you're visualizing something you want to see happen long term. So maybe you want a new house or a big promotion or something to happen with your business, or to completely revamp your marriage and your relationship. But take at least 5 minutes and really be deliberate and drop down into your heart. It's important for us to close our eyes, because when we do that, we close off those outward distractions and we can drop down into our heart easier and tell your life where to go and take that wheel and go on a beautiful journey. But do that every morning for at least 5 minutes. You can take longer. You can get lost in it. You can take an hour if you want, if you have that time. But do it, start it, and you will start to see different things pop in, and you'll start to see that you, in fact, are a creator. So I've done this practice every single morning for years. It, you know, sometimes I'll switch it up and do different things, but all of your freedom is within you. And I want you to remember that. So much love to you all. And thank you for being here. Have a fabulous week, my dears. And bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.